last person standing, all the way to the last person. Yes, I can see your hand now. Raise your hand and say, shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame!
Muhammad, show in your sounds and show in your hands. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah. I'm going to give it the microphone to Brother Zafar Bangash, who's a voice of the oppressed people around the world. It's my honor and privilege to give the microphone to Brother Zafar Bangash. Please, brother.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My respected brothers and sisters and friends السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته First of all, I would like to express my profound gratitude to each and every one of you. To the brothers, to the sisters, to the children for coming out here for no other reason but to express your deep love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We stand here not so much in anger as in anguish. We are anguished at the insults that have been hurled at this great personality that was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a mercy to all the worlds. And if there is anybody who wishes to understand the noble personality of this great Prophet of Allah, here is my invitation to them. Please contact me and I will provide you literature so that you can read about this great man, this mercy to humanity, so that you will understand what he brought to mankind. And if you want to discuss his personality with me, I am available for that as well. Brothers and sisters, we need to understand what has taken place. You know, there are many people from the media, they keep on talking about violence and protests, and they claim that they have freedom of speech, therefore they can do whatever they like. I have certain arguments with that logic. You see, right here in this country, we have what are referred to as hate laws. If anybody were to say anything against the Jewish people, for instance, it would be considered anti-Semitism. And of course, we don't want anybody to say anything against the Jewish people. If somebody said anything against, let's say, the black people, it would be denounced as racism. If somebody said anything against gays and lesbians, it would be denounced as homophobia. And yet, Muslims and Islam seems to be the only religion and people that are considered to be legitimate target. Let me also share with you the man who produced this filthy video. His name is Nakula Basale Nakula. He is an Islamophobic Coptic Christian. We do not believe that all Coptic Christians are responsible for the scandalous and blasphemous acts of this one man. But what we do say is that this man, who is a convicted felon, he's a bank fraud, he spent 21 months in prison and he was fined $800,000 for fraud, that this man should be allowed to go scot-free because he is out of prison on probation. And the terms of... his release were that he was not going to use the internet or indulge in using computer or making movies like that. So at the very least, this man, Nakula Basale Nakula, is guilty of violating the terms of his probation release. And yet, what do we find in the US? While American President Barack Obama says, we condemn this video, it has nothing to do with the American government. Hillary Clinton says, we find this video reprehensible, but there is freedom of speech, we can do nothing about it. Well, I say to Hillary Clinton and to Barack Obama that this man is in violation of his probation terms. So at the very least, arrest him and charge him on violating his probation terms. So why is it that they're not even arresting him on that? What this indicates is that while Hillary Clinton speaks from one side of her mouth to say that she condemns this video, on the other side of her mouth, she supports this video. There is no such thing as absolute freedom. For instance, over here, if let's say you were in a crowded place like a theater, an inside place or a shopping mall, you cannot shout fire because that would create public chaos. Because that kind of behavior is going to lead to disruption in society. It is the responsibility of the authorities to ensure that that kind of behavior, that kind of attitude is not permitted. In the United States, where they say there is freedom of speech, well, I want to ask Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and their Attorney General and their Homeland Security Chief, if you say there is freedom of speech, why is it?
What about Holocaust?
Why is it that you, the United States government, have targeted Muslims, thousands of them, and mosques in the United States, you have put them under surveillance, and you are targeting and you are discriminating against Muslims in the United States on mere suspicion? Where is your freedom of speech? Where is your freedom of conscience? Sisters, this is not the first time that Muslims have been attacked and humiliated in this manner. Back in 2003, at Guantanamo Bay, that torture chamber where innocent Muslims are being tortured, and the Americans had arrested 700 of them, and now they have only got 150 left because the other 550 were completely innocent. The American soldiers were guilty of desecrating copies of the Quran. Now, if the Americans say that they have freedom of speech and they respect other people's religions, we ask them, why is it that those American soldiers were not arrested and put on trial for desecrating copies of the Quran?
Shame, shame, USA! Shame, shame, USA! Shame, shame, USA! Shame, shame, USA!
2003, at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq, hundreds of Iraqi men and women were brutally tortured. They were sexually raped and sexually abused, and they printed filthy pictures of rape of Iraqi prisoners in Abu Ghraib. We ask whether the American government has put any of those criminal soldiers on trial for rape of Iraqi men and women, quite aside from the fact that they murdered 1.5 million Iraqis in the 10-year war that they waged on a pack of lies. We have this question to the American government, and we demand of those people sitting over there that on the, and we ask you, answer this question. You murdered 1.5 million innocent people in Iraq. What do you say to that? Yeah. Commissioned a competition to publish vulgar cartoons of the noble messenger of Allah. Muslims in Denmark went to the newspaper editor and urged him not to indulge in this kind of behavior because it will hurt the sentiments of the Muslims around the world. And you know what that newspaper editor said? He said, I don't care about Muslims. You can go and do whatever you like. We are going to publish these cartoons. The Muslims in Denmark, the leaders of the Muslim community in Denmark, then they went to the Muslim ambassadors and they urged them to approach the editor as well as the Danish government. And regrettably, they got the same answer from them. And we know the consequences when they publish those cartoons, that there are protests all over the world in which more than 200 innocent people die. I also want to bring to your attention that we are constantly told that there is freedom of speech. Well, we need to ask, if there is freedom of speech, why is it that the French government yesterday prohibited Muslims from holding a rally in Paris against this filthy movie and the cartoons? So it seems to us that they have the freedom to insult us, to insult our revered personalities, but we do not have the freedom to even express our concerns about these kinds of insults. So we ask them, why is it that you exercise selective freedom of speech, you exercise selective morality, that you do not have any values and any shame and any honor? Otherwise, you would not insult the honor of our great Prophet of Allah. Brothers and sisters, I also want to bring to your attention another fact. We are told that Muslims killed the American ambassador in Libya. Well, it is quite possible that the people who perpetrated that, those horrible acts may have been Muslims by name. But I want to give you some information. Last year, when Libya was being bombed into the Stone Age, when 80,000 Libyans were murdered by NATO and American bombing raids, led by a Canadian Air Force general, we were protesting against those bombings against the Libyan people. And we said, it is not America's business, it is not NATO's business to go and attack and kill other people in other parts of the world. But you know what they did? They financed those terrorists. They armed those terrorists. They gave them training. They gave them weapons. And we said, one day you will see the blowback from your scandalous, illegal, immoral behavior.
सन का न्यूज़पेपर आदमी जो है ना वो दूसरे लोगों से बातें कर रहा है, मैं सोच रहा जबरदस्त से बात करो, तो बोला मैंने मैं बात मैं कर ली हालांकि उससे आपने बात नहीं की है, वो उनसे हिस्ट्री पूछ रहा है मुसलमानों की आम लोगों से.
So, if the American ambassador was killed in Benghazi, we don't support the killing of people, but The responsibility for that killing lies on the shoulders of the American government and on the shoulder of NATO governments, because they armed those terrorists in Libya. So let them answer this question. We have nothing to do with the killing of the American ambassador. But we do ask, who is responsible for killing 23 people in Pakistan yesterday when they were exercising their right to express their concern about this filthy movie and these vulgar cartoons that are published in Paris? We ask, who is responsible for the killing of innocent people in Tunisia, for the killing of innocent people in Egypt, for the killing of innocent people in Yemen? We ask, who killed those innocent people in those countries when all they were doing was exercising their right, their free speech, to express their concern about these filthy cartoons and this filthy movie? We as Muslims do not support violence, but I think it should be very clear that we refuse to be intimidated, that we refuse to be humiliated, that we will not put up with any insults to the honor of our Prophet of Allah. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon that great Prophet.
Labbaik ya Rasul!
Labbaik ya Rasul!
Labbaik ya Rasul! And all the people, we are united. The people united can never be defeated.
The people united can never be defeated.
The people
united can never be defeated.
The Muslim united
can never be defeated.
Raise your hands, brother and sister. Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, Israel!
Shame, shame, Israel!
United
can never be defeated.
The Muslim united
can never be defeated.
Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, USA!
Zionism is racism!
Zionism is racism!
Down with Zionism! Zionism is racism!
Down with Zionism!
Labbaik ya Rasul!
Labbaik!
Labbaik ya Rasul!
Labbaik ya Rasul!
Okay. Brothers and sisters, I just want to conclude with the following couple of points. Number one, that there should be no mistake that as far as Muslims are concerned, they will sacrifice their life for the honor of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Inshallah.
Secondly, that we demand that the US government come to its senses and bring this criminal to trial for creating chaos around the world. In fact, he's not only guilty of his probation orders, but we want to charge that man for manslaughter and killings, because more than 50 innocent people have been killed around the world as a consequence of his disgraceful and filthy action.
Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, USA!
And in fact, this man, Nakula, is not alone. There are Christian fundamentalists in the United States and Zionists in the United States, and in fact right here in Canada as well, who support this kind of behavior. And we want to bring to their attention that if you go down that route, the consequences would be frightening for everybody. We are not a violent people. We don't issue threats. But we will not surrender our rights to our dignity, to our honor, and the honor of our Prophet. Let this be very clear. Let every politician in this country take note that Muslims will not surrender when the honor of our Prophet is violated. We will stand up and defend it no matter what.